From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. At the Arcata City Council meeting held on Wednesday, presiding members of council voted to adopt a resolution supporting a declaration of climate emergency. Adopting that resolution solidified Arcata's commitment to a transition away from fossil fuels and a climate emergency mobilization effort to reverse global warming. The city will continue to track and monitor greenhouse gas emissions towards the goal of elimination and continue to educate and inform residents, businesses, and visitors on the issue. City of Arcata is asking residents to conserve water while Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District makes scheduled improvements coming up on Wednesday. Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District supplies Arcata with water, and they've scheduled valve replacement work at their facility from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. that day. Due to the work required for the project, Arcata's water supply will be shut down while the work is taking place. While previous valve replacement work was taking place, Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District would have been able to provide water to Arcata in the case of an emergency. While the work is being done on Wednesday, they will not have that capability. Still no ID on a woman killed in a big rig crash Friday. She was driving a 2010 Kenworth semi-truck hauling lumber on a flatbed trailer traveling south on U.S. 101 north of Woodruff Road. For reasons still under investigation, the Kenworth veered off the west side of the road over an embankment. The Kenworth overturned and came to rest on its roof along the East River bank. The Kenworth discovered at about 8 a.m. by Caltrans on Friday. The driver pronounced dead at the scene. Driver's identity being withheld until next of kin are notified. Neither alcohol nor drugs appeared to play a role in that collision. Late last week, Humboldt County Drug Task Force, with the help of the California Highway Patrol, conducted a traffic stop on the 9,000 block of Highway 299 in Blue Lake. During their multi-week investigation, agents got information that the driver of the vehicle, 44-year-old Robert Hodge, is the main supplier of methamphetamine and heroin to the Hoopa Valley. Authorities had numerous complaints from Hoopa residents about Hodge and his widely known narcotics trafficking. Through their investigation, they were able to secure a search warrant for Hodge and his vehicle. During the stop, Hodge and his associate, 43-year-old Travis White, were both detained without incident. Agents searched Hodge Jr.'s vehicle and located about a pound of suspected methamphetamine and about a pound and a half of raw heroin. Agents also located a loaded handgun with an attached silencer in close proximity to the narcotics. In addition, they located $8,000 in cash, believed to be profits from illegal narcotics sales. The currency was seized. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.